Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Nan Cohen and Dave, profiled by Sanford, begin the hour of that hour of power with Total Talk and Nan Cohen. So let's get to it. We've got that membership that we're going to give somebody opportunity to win within 10 minutes. But right now, here she is to begin this hour. Ladies and gentlemen, Nan Cohen. Nan.
Did I have you nervous, David?
Nah, we had it. We got it.
You know, it's funny. I always know that Rob has me covered. He's like, Nan, always breathe. I have you covered. But yeah, it was weird. This is my last day. I'm taking the rest of the month off.
Excuse me.
I'm taking it off. Come on, Rob. It's 2 weeks. I want to enjoy the holidays.
I need your agent.
Jeez. But then we're going to be back right at the top of 2020. So it's going to be off to a good year. And when you're talking about mixing the end of this year followed by the new year, I couldn't think of a better guest to have in the studio with me than you, Dave Kuczynski from Profile by Sanford. What's going on out there?
Oh, it's been great, Nan. We're glad to be back, but I'll tell you, last show, I didn't even make it because I was so busy on Saturdays.
I know. We had Eric, one of the owners, step in. He did a fantastic job for us, Eric Seeley. But I'll tell you, it's like everybody's starting to buzz. If you're not buzzing, go check out some of their website or their Facebook page, and you'll see what they're buzzing about, because it's an instant smile to your face when you see. Is that Rob? We've got some live stuff going on. Okay.
Nothing.
Just checking on that.
Nothing.
I heard something coming my way. But I can't tell you. Timing is perfect for you, the company. You're really making people see the difference. And, you know, I'm out there, and it's like, man, well, you knew. I'm like, I knew as soon as you knew. They're here. They launched. The program is successful because I give it the stamp of approval because of the coaching aspect. And I know you're shaking your head on that. You and I talk about that. It's the accountability piece. But there's other pieces to Profile and one you want to get into today. So I'm going to let you tell us. Exciting news.
Yeah, we got some good news. Now with all memberships, we got what we call our Precise Genetics DNA Kit. And I'm going to pick it up to show for those that are looking live on Facebook. And what it does is it tests how your body metabolizes carbohydrates. And what it does is there's a score, and I'm not going to get into the science of it and bore everybody, but there's a score you get, and we use that to adjust your meal plan, to adjust how we can tweak your carbohydrates, basically, in your plan. And it's been really working great for people. It's allowed them to customize it perfectly down to their DNA. So that's now included in a membership, so it's great news, Nan.
So when we've talked about this before, the DNA, we're not getting into ancestry stuff.
No.
All we're getting, which is kind of nice about this, it's just to me. It's just to you. It's just to Rob. It's what our body does, what our body needs, what our body doesn't need. Correct?
Yes.
So is this something that's done at the initial consultation? I know it's done by a saliva swab, correct?
Yes.
So is that done at the first consultation?
Well, it can be. So what we do is when you get it right at the first consultation, it's actually something you mail in yourself. So you take it home. We can't actually collect it there for you. So you can do it right away. You can take a little time, but it takes about a month to come back. So we encourage people to do it early on in the process so we can incorporate it as soon as possible.
Okay. So when that's being done, you're sitting down with the client, and where does it start with you?
So with us, as we go through, we discuss your background, your medical history, your lifestyle, and we go from there. So it starts right at that process there. We get to know you really well.
So we're leaving with a plan. That's the biggest thing. People want to know, what do I do now? So we're leaving with direction. Okay, and then the piece comes in with, I know we've talked about the fabulous shakes that you offer. So tell us a little bit about that and how you implement those in the beginning of the program.
So in the beginning of the program, what we want to do is we want to get folks to get comfortable with a more structured way of eating. what we want to do is we eat six times a day, and in previous shows I've talked about that. So we do a breakfast, snack one, lunch, snack two, dinner, snack three in the evening. And then what we do is we incorporate our meal plans in that, and that's a good way to kickstart kind of the weight loss early on. And we found that that's a quick way that people are losing like 5, sometimes even close to 10 pounds in 1 week. And we've had people that already in the 3 months we've been open have lost 20, 30, even 40 pounds.
And so you're constantly monitoring if we need to add, take away, put some stuff in. And this is all during the fact that you're living real life. So you're going to work, right? You're on the program, you're going to work, and that something comes in for the holiday. We're all human, right? It's going to happen. We're going to go ahead and say, go ahead. You know, the temptation's too big. Not talking about the amount you're eating, what you're eating, but I like the fact that you can discuss it and say, I call you and I say, Dave, I had that piece of pizza and maybe a little bit more. And you're not coming down on me for it. We're going to work through it and make the adjustments. To me, that's the ownership. That's the accountability, whereas we get the silent eaters, right? We get the silent people. They have nobody to talk to. They're not really working with anybody. They're knowing that they can go to a supermarket, a drugstore, and buy cans of stuff and drink it, and that's all they know. That's why it doesn't work. So I can make an oopsie, and you're okay with it. You're not promoting that. We're just saying we're living in the real world. So tell me how you're making these adjustments for that.
Well, yeah, that's a real life happens, especially now with the holidays coming up. I mean, folks are going to get-togethers, dinners, parties, social events at work, and you can make good choices. That's the first thing we want people to do is if you make a good choice, if you pass on maybe that extra donut or that extra piece of pie or a cake and make a good choice, or you bring your stuff ahead of time, and that's stuff we tell people. Bring food with you that you know is healthy that is an option. You can always be social and eat, but you don't always have to eat everything that's spread out there when it's not the best for you.
After the commercial, you got to say that one more time.
Absolutely, I will.
All right, we got to catch a quick commercial.
What are we going to give away right now?
David?
We're going to give away a free membership, actually.
Oh, not bad, right during the holiday season, I'll tell you
you're
that.
You're like just so giddy because you're off the rest of the year.
You're jealous of that, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Well, talk to my agent.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take the 10th caller right now for that great membership from Dave, Profiled by Sanford. Here it is, 412-922-1020, the number to dial. 10th caller wins it. Happy holidays, KDK Radio. All right, let's get back to Nan and Dave, Providence Point. Coming up next half hour, Nan Cohen, Total Talk. Nan.
Okay, give us that line one more time.
Oh, about the holidays?
Oh, about the holidays.
Well, one of my lines was, I guess, bringing food to the office party. That was a line. What other line
was there? The worst thing I think you can do is not do it, not take that piece, because then I think you pay for it later on that day or into the evening. So, I want to say that programs work when you adapt to the real world. You know, I have a history in plastic surgery. And, you know, people would come in and they'd have a liposuction procedure or, you know, at that time gastric bypass was really kicking in. And the problem was my particular surgeon, Dr. Bernie Cohn, Rob knew him well, he was so real that he would say, listen, life goes, and why wouldn't you not want to be able to eat that or enjoy that glass of wine? It made sense at the time. The programs that were offered weren't realistic because you can't survive on all of the pills and those type of things that go along with it. This is why this program, for me, is so straightforward. You work with, obviously, when you're talking about the DNA of me, we're starting it off on the right track. It doesn't matter what everybody else says. It doesn't matter that your girlfriend says you can do this or you can do that. This is designed for you, correct?
Absolutely. It's personalized for you.
So I can't, to me, it's foolproof in the fact that we're not fooling you. Fool yourself if you think you can do it without these type of pieces put in place. Because long term, we all know what we set our goals are, right? Here we come, first of the year, right? What's everybody going to do?
You got their New Year's resolution. I'm going to lose weight this year.
And statistically, we show, right, that it happens, and we start it off, and we're going to hit the gym, and we're going to do this, and we're going to eat this, and we're going to, okay. And how long does it last?
Last 1 month, and then by before Valentine's Day, everybody's gone.
That's exactly, because I believe me, I look at this, and I think, well, now we're inputting Profile by Sanford in with our lifestyle. And that means not only what we eat, but the exercise piece to it. And you've been quite honest. You've said to me that, you know what, some just don't exercise. They're not going to do, you know, the hour and a half that might be needed. And you're shaking your head because I know that's where your background is. So could you put that piece in for us as well?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing is everybody has their own things they like to do for activity. And we work with that. So we don't expect you to be a gym rat or someone that's pushing, pumping iron 2 hours a day in the gym. But we got to do a little of activity, sometimes just a half an hour a day, walking the dog, you know, walking around the parking lot at lunchtime. If you work at a complex, you can walk around the facility. Sometimes that alone is just enough to do it. So we'll incorporate anything.
So you're saying to me, okay, and I'm not taking this personally, but you're saying, Nan, kick up an extra couple steps. Sometimes you might be saying kick it back.
Yeah.
I love that fact of I get my ownership in it, but I like the fact that I can rely on you as well right behind me. The success stories, as you're saying, since September, I mean, you just go on the Facebook page, which is Profiled by Sanford McCandless Crossing. Isn't that what it says, McCandless?
That's it, yes.
Look at what people were showing you. I look at that, Dave, and I said to you, I wish I had the opportunity to journey through, because pictures don't always say it. I mean, you can see the get up in their step, the shoulders are pulled back, the confidence builds, self-esteem, all that starts to come in play. And I think you're in the best position, you and the other coaches, to see that. And the reward for you, oh my gosh, let alone the reward for the client, but you start seeing those form take shape as they're journeying through this. So there's no time like now. I would say, you know, people say, oh, wait till after the holidays, you know, then we can get on this type of program. I say, no, get invested now. Know what's ahead of you. Maybe there's certain things in these last couple weeks of the year that you could start putting in place. Make a mistake, you know, eat that extra, you know, holiday cake or piece of pie or cookies. I mean, we know we're all about that. But you can now navigate us through it. And so we talk about that. And I think you have a great way, you, the other coaches, of getting people to communicate. And, you know, for me, I say this in everything that I'm with. Communication is key, and you're there for us. You're giving me the thumbs up. I'm telling you, talk to me about going through the supermarket. You know, when everything wants to call me out, you're going to show them how to work within the supermarket, because you're just not about having them on every protein shake and getting them going and this and that. What's your end goal?
Well, our end goal is to have our members be able to make those good choices in the grocery store, be able to go wherever you shop out there and pick the right things. And really, we're one of the few plans we say our goal is to have you not use our stuff and go shop at your local store. Make good choices. And it's easy to do once you learn. At first, it might seem daunting, but by the time people are down the path, they're like, I love this. I'm making good, healthy choices. I'm buying a lot of veggies. So that's one good thing.
But it's just, if you don't like vegetables, you're just going to put them over to the fruit. So, I mean, I'm telling you, with the combination of stuff and talking about it, they can tell somebody, I can't eat spinach. When we get creative and show you how you can eat spinach, you're going to eat the spinach and you're going to like it. I love that part to it. Okay, you can call 412-948-7261. Magic number, 412-948-7261. Stop in. They're out at the McCandless Crossing location. Don't think about it. Don't put it off. Do it. You know what? I also think it's a great holiday gift for somebody as well. Memberships, you're offering a lot of specials out there. Give them a call. Again, 412-948-7261. Rob, we had a winner, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. It's Ed from Pittsburgh.
Well, there you go, Ed. Make use of it. I want to say from everybody at Profile, David from Profile Sanford, McCandless Crossing, happy holiday. Know that their door is open for you. Give them a call. They're going to be there waiting for you with open arms. Finish it up. It's the end.
All right. Yes, we'd like to wish everyone a happy holiday. Come see us. We got you covered for your New Year's resolution. We'll do this in the year 2020.
Profile Sanford.
So what are we doing next half hour?
We're going to have some guests from Providence Point in. We're going to be talking about everything Providence Point has to offer. So we're getting excited about that, too.
So what are your plans? You got Hanukkah begins December 22nd.
You're coming?
Listen,
I'm having a Hanukkah party.
Okay, put it on my schedule if I can fit it in. So busy. We got the Seven Fishes show.
If I invited you, David, would you be there?
I'll be there.
See?
Have fun.
No, you're going to be there. You want the potato latkes?
Listen, I picked my Manischewitz stuff up yesterday at Coons Market on McKnight Road. I'm good. I just need somebody to make it for me. That's all.
Hey, we'll be bringing you the potato latkes. It's going to be a party.
Well, listen, looking forward to the next half hour. Dave, keep up the good work, brother.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Smiles are all worth it. When you know you have options out there, it's just incredible. And thank you for all you do at Profile Sanford.
All right, Dave Kaczynski and Ann Cohen coming up. We got a really special half hour Providence Point. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, a very busy Saturday with your Pratt Pack here at KDK Radio. Much more to come with Ann Cohen Total Talk right after we check CBS Radio News in 2 minutes at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us. Good morning. All right, this is going to be an amazing half hour. Some incredible people standing by in just moments. But one of our regulars right now with Nan Cohen. Nan.
Good morning, Summer Urban Hour. How are you?
Good morning, Nan. How are you?
Good. I want to tell everybody that the Urban Hour Insurance Agency is wishing everybody out there a wonderful holiday season. And Summer's going to be back in the studio right after the first of the year. He's taking off with me. Not you, Rob. Taking off with me as well to enjoy the holiday season. It's funny, I sent you a message last night. Summer, the Providence Point was joining us, and you said the first thing you came back with a message was, oh, I work with a lot of people out there.
Yes, I do. It's an amazing community. I had not been out there ever. And then I had one person call me, and then they referred somebody else and somebody else, and now there's probably four or five homes out there along with their other valuables that we insure out there. It is beautiful.
I know, it's a beautiful place, and I'm glad that you're out there. So that was a nice little connection to make. Obviously, I don't think they can hear you right now because they don't have headphones on. Oh, they heard you? Okay, great. Fabulous.
Yeah.
You quick words from you for 2020?
It's similar to what you just said about potato pancakes. I will be at your house because I assume the invitation's for me.
Yep.
But more importantly, a happy holiday season. Enjoy your families. Cherish what you have. And when you make your New Year's resolutions, which a lot of our listeners do. The resolution should be to think about your family and love them and protect them, and we are here to help you.
There you go. You're the best, Summer. We'll be looking forward to kicking off the season with you in 2020.
Thank you, Nan. Thank you, Rob, Ashley, everybody. Happy holidays, and we will see you on the 24th.
There you go. He's a great guy. Summer Obenauer, Pittsburgh insurance specialist, just working hard for all of us. And now we know that he has a connection to Providence Point. So without further ado, I would like to start off with welcoming you to the studio. And I can't wait to get in. We've got in the studio, if you're not with us live on Facebook, we have Mr. and Mrs. Dempsey. That's Bill and Linda. Yeah. Oh, Rob's over there clapping. And we have there in the far corner. Do you know him?
No.
Nope.
No. No, not at all.
We'll pay him later.
Okay. I like that. Marilyn Walsh, you're over there, too. Could you start us off with just a couple details about Providence Point before I jump in with Mr. and Mrs. Dempsey?
Sure. Providence Point opened in 2009. It has 35 patio homes. It has 222 apartments plus a new tower with 70 apartments that just opened. And it's a life plan community, which means that once you have moved in, you have access to health care of all sorts. And we are a 5-star rated with the Center for Medicaid and Medicare. So we have really good quality health care in all private residences and beautiful apartments and patio homes with all sorts of amenities, which I'm sure Bill and Linda take advantage of.
Yeah, and we're going to get into that with them. And I think they're so excited to be here. I love it. I think that the lifestyle I've been out there. I was there. It's, you know, we talk about, you know, everything that's going on in our, in the Pittsburgh area as to we're building in the town and we're doing all these things for all of the, you know, young millennials. I'm all about this. This to me was, sign me up. So let's talk to the Dempseys, Jack and Linda. Tell me, Bill and Linda, what drove you there?
Well, I think a lot of people move into Providence Point because they live in the Mount Lebanon area and they just stay where they're comfortable. A lot of people will move, back to Pittsburgh because their family has moved there, the children and the grandchildren. We moved in because we don't have family. We have one in San Francisco, one in Manhattan. So if something were to untoward happen to us, we are immediately taken care of. They know that we're secure. And then they can get into Providence Point as quickly as they can. But we came for the sociability and the people and the ease of getting around town. We have a little Providence Point bus that takes you to all the events in town. You don't have to park. You just get in the bus, go to Heinz Hall, get on the bus, and come home. And the people are just wonderful. The care is good. The food is great.
Well, that's what I was going to bring up because that's important.
Yeah, a couple of dining rooms. It's just a lot of things to do, a lot of things to keep you mentally active, and we like that.
It also, Nan, it frees up a lot of discretionary time. You don't have to manage the lawn anymore. You don't have to schedule roof maintenance, things like that. It just gives you the maximum amount of discretionary time to do jolly well what you want to do. Maybe you want to travel throughout the United States or whatever. So I love the fact that all the petty things are taken care of.
So I love the points that you bring up because what we see more and more that our children aren't here. And to know that, you know, as Marilyn addressed, your health care, if God forbid something is needed, they're there. The roof, not your problem anymore. You know, you don't feel like driving somewhere, they have it taken care of. The pool, I looked at the facility. I mean, there's classes that go on. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You can be as active as you would. It does nothing change in your lifestyle. And I think, well, in today's times, that's really important when considering the fact that maybe you just don't want to maintain everything that's going on. How long have you been there?
4 years.
4 years.
And there's some people at Providence Point that still work. We have a federal judge that goes to work. We have a lot of people that get up every day and goes to work. So it's whatever you want to do.
My question is, well, why wouldn't you think that? You know, the parking lot's filled with cars as I came in, you know. It's dependent upon, you know, what stage of life you're in. When did you both start putting those pieces together?
You know, let me just say this. I had our best man at our wedding many years ago married a woman that worked at a CCRC, which is what we're in. And she said, Bill, I found this the right place for you. You're a retired military and so forth. And I said, well, why would I ever want to go there? She said, you know what? You're getting older. You're going to need some form of care at some point in your life. And the advantage of going to a place like Providence Point is that you get to know your caregivers and they get to know you. And it becomes a very nice way to go through the rest of your life.
It's very comfortable.
So getting to know your caregivers and them getting to know you became made sense to me.
I love the fact that it's all taken care of for you. And Marilyn, you're saying from the time that they come in to whatever that point is, you have the care covered for them completely.
Right. Right. So a CCRC is set up to do that. So you pay a certain fee to move into the community, and it can be refundable and that sort of thing. But it's knowing that no matter what happens, and, you know, our goal, of course, is to have people have the best life they can, which is why you have the pool and the restaurants, and it's a win-win situation for everybody because we provide all these things to help you stay healthy and enjoying life. And then you really don't have to take care of that health care too much. Hopefully you live a nice, long, enjoyable life.
And activity-wise, you know, a lot of times you're out there looking and you're saying to yourself, well, there's nobody to really do anything with. I mean, I saw bocce games going on.
Oh, ooh. We have a very serious bocce tournament.
I play it all summer,
and then at the end of the, the end of September, they have a big meeting. They have tents outside, and they have the teams that are vying for the championship. They have cocktails. It's a really big deal.
They have a tent out there. It's like Churchill Downs. You know, people dress up and watch the bocce.
Very
and
quiet,
they clap
hushed conversations, like it's golf or something. It's just great.
Well, but that's what I like, the fact that that's already there for you, because you know on the other side of it, there's people that don't get out, and they don't have the activity because, you know, as again, they're moving away, the kids are putting them in places, the facilities don't have these things that are of option.
Right.
And here, you don't have to worry about it because anybody could walk in and join the bocce game. Anybody can get in and do the aquatics programs, whatever's going on, even at mealtime. What's that like?
Oh, the food on it is delicious. We have several dining rooms. We have a lovely bar, which some of the CCRCs don't have. We have a Neville room, which is where we have our main meals. We have a very kind of a private dining room for private parties. We have the Washington room where you have to make a reservation.
Fine dining. Very nice.
Fine dining. And then we have the cafe that's open from 7 to 7, 7 days a week, and you just run in there and get something to eat. And so you're being fed all the time. But it's a good thing we have a lot of exercise.
Nan, let me say one other thing. We're orphans at this point. You know, our parents have died, but we have witnessed our parents dying. And it's tough. You know, you get that call at 3 o'clock in the morning, so a gift to our children, one lives in New York City, one lives in San Francisco, a gift to our children, they don't have to worry about that. They don't have to worry, I get the call in the middle of the night and stuff like that. That's taken care of, so that's a gift to them.
I'll tell you, when you hear somebody say it with that much meaning and power behind it, I'm so glad you're here with me in the morning. You're enlightening us for sure, Rob, aren't you?
Absolutely. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Much more with Nan Cohen. Coming up next, KDK Radio. Good morning. All right, another segment with Nan Cohen. Nan, take it away.
Okay, so we go off to commercial break. And I get in my ear, Nan, you're going to want to hear about this. Tell me about the schedule of events. What was that? Go ahead, you can say it. The calendar, schedule on the calendar. What does that mean? What's going on in your calendar over there, Providence?
Oh, we have a lot of dinner. People have socialized. Socialization is a big part of getting old and getting old intelligently, because we have a lot of activities where we're challenging ourselves and we're learning new things. We're not just sitting around watching TV all day. So we have a lot of those things to do. We have dinner with friends. We have activities, parties. Just our calendar is full. I have a lot of committees that I'm on.
So can I jump in here? Some of these people you didn't know before you got to Providence.
Oh, no, we didn't know anybody.
Okay, I wanted to make sure that the people didn't think that they knew all these people coming in.
No.
These relationships have developed since you've been there.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Okay. So calendar with both of you independently, tell me what it's like.
Well, we go to Heinz Hall for symphonies. We have Tai Chi classes that I enjoy. So I'm learning Tai Chi, and I think it's a very good thing at my time in life. And go to the Carnegie, jump on the bus. They take us to the Carnegie Museum. We do a Jasper Johns, look at that, and then we get back on the bus and it's back to Providence Point. So we have a social director there, Sarah Carini. She does a wonderful job. She coordinates all kinds of things. We went to the Casbah for a special lunch. It was great. So there's more activities than you know what to do with, and you have your choice.
Well, I like you said Tai Chi. You knew that was going to come at some point in your life. You just didn't know when, right?
Right.
I mean, everybody thinks they're going to do Tai Chi. I love it. So, you know, everybody out there's probably wondering at this point, how do I get out there? Okay. So, Marilyn, tell us, tour, come out, take a tour. What do they have to do?
Absolutely. They can call and get onto our mailing list, and then we host marketing events every month. And they range in all sorts of things, whether you are the more social person. We have some that are more educational. So you get a taste of what it would be like to live there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Plus you get a taste of the food usually, and you'll sit down and learn more about the community and how the whole entrance fee program works. And
They're,
it's as quick as a phone call.
It's a phone call.
It's as
or
quick
the
as,
website.
And I'm going to give them both out. So it's providencepoint.org, and the phone number is 412-489-3550. That's 412-489-3550. I'll have the information up on my links on the social media platforms as well. But I think take advantage. If today's not the day, tomorrow is. So get on that. And Marilyn, I'm coming just to talk to you. And then I want to know if I can go meet the Dempseys and meet them in the bar.
Oh, absolutely.
You slip that in at the bar.
Absolutely.
And off to the fine dining. That's if you're done with Tai Chi.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have all that done.
Exactly.
I also wanted to bring up the point that everybody's at ease with the decision you made, your children.
Oh, you know, they love it.
They're thrilled. They love to come and stay. We have a large apartment. We have a guest room and a den, and we have a beautiful view. We have 2,100 square feet, and we have a very lovely large apartment with a balcony with a great view. We're on the sixth floor. So if our daughters come to visit, they can stay either in the apartment with us, but each tower has a guest room, so they could stay downstairs if they wanted to. So it's easy for them to come visit and stay with us and take advantage of all the things that we do.
Nan, one of the nice things is we have a resident council, so people are involved, and they have an input into how things happen. And we recently brought on a technical app. So we have an app. We can go to our smartphone, bring up the app, and each day we can see, oh, here's what to eat, here's what to do, and people text. And so we want to be very much part of the technical age. Everybody depends on their computer, their smartphone, and so forth. So we think we're aligned with the 21st century.
You are. There's no doubt. I mean, honestly, you're just stepping into another phase, and you're probably better than Rob and I in all this technology, to say the least. But you know, as you look at things and you've made life easy for you, I mean, you flourished. Saying goodbye to the house was easy. The snow, the snow, the rain,
exactly.
Sprinkling,
exactly.
Flooding.
It frees up that discretionary time to do the things you really want to do before you die.
And where are you going?
Where are you
going? You got another 100,000 miles every day you're made in there.
He's absolutely right.
Absolutely right. Look how they're just living life. You and I are like, wow, oh my God. Coming into the studio.
When you take away those everyday things that you have to deal with, and you can do what you want to do, and you can belong to different clubs and organizations there that I do. Bill is president of the resident council, so he's the one that's doing it. He's the one that brought the app to Providence Point. He did some research, and we had a lot of people come in. So you can't help but grow when you get there.
What drives people is fear, and
right.
There's no more fear here for you.
No,
you made the right decisions, and thank you for bringing Providence Point on. You know, to let everybody hear, it's as simple as this, and you guys are flourishing so much. I couldn't have asked for a better guest in the studio today. Let me give everybody one more time. Marilyn, they can just give a call. They'll get scheduled, talk to you, get on their list at 412-489-3550. That's 412-489-3550, and that's providencepoint.org. Hop on the website. It's a fantastic website. It shows you everything that they have to offer. Believe me, I spent some time researching it, too. And great job, Marilyn. I can't say enough. providencepoint.org. Rob, we know where you're going to be living shortly.
Listen, I'm ready to take a cab there right now.
Oh, come back with us. We'd love to have you.
I would love it.
There you go.
Listen, all of you guys, great job. Have a wonderful holiday, okay?
Yeah, you as well.
Hey,
thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. He looks like president material.
I'm telling you, president, for sure.
All right, stay
tuned. Thanks for joining us.
News coming up next.